time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining us again at Abounding Grace. As you know, this past week we've been working through Psalm 46, a very beautiful and powerful psalm about a perspective in life that we need a recovery of, at least living in our day when we have so many things and so many false securities that we tend to trust and put our hope in. And the psalmist presents to us the real security, the real refuge, the real strength in this foundationless, shaky world in which we live, in which nothing is really sure. And so he says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And this is what we focused on yesterday. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Yesterday, I laid before you to think about that even the most secure thing in this world that we think and that I think is secure is not. Even it crumbles. I challenged yesterday to look out over Mount Baker. It's a towering, beautiful presence, solid and grounded. What could happen to Mount Baker? The psalmist here is saying, look, even that is not sure. The whole thing could crumble. And he confesses, if it did, if it was hurled into the San Juans tomorrow, I will not fear. See, notice he says that even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, he says, I will not fear. What a perspective in this perspectiveless, crumbling world. You see, my friends, the Christian, those who have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to save, have repented and turned from their sins and believed upon him in true faith, has come to this realization. He has come to a firm confidence that though everything in this life fall apart, and often it does, even those things which I think never can, there is one who cannot be shaken. There is one who is above the creation, who so is the Lord of creation and history, and who has determined the end from the beginning. He had come to learn, the psalmist, that everything of this world has no firm foundation, but he had come to live in full trust and confidence in the one who is the foundation and who has ordered all of these realities, even these trials, even these sufferings, that we might come to know his exceeding power and glory. Isn't that what the Lord said to Paul? When Paul cried out about his trials and his sufferings, my strength is made perfect in your weakness, Paul. For when I am weak, what? When you are weak, then I am strong. That's what he said. When you are weak, when you are at your point in low points, when you are in suffering and trial, it is then when you learn to lean upon me, you see that I am the one who is in control of everything, and that I have the ultimate say, and that I am your refuge and your strength. Isn't that a comfort? You heard me say yesterday, Elizabeth Elliot lost two husbands. And commenting on this psalm, she said, everything that seemed most dependable has given away. Mountains are falling. Earth is reeling. In such a time, it is a profound, she says, comfort to know that although all things seem to be shaken, one thing is not. God is not shaken. See, the psalmist at this point points us to the real truth of God's kingdom. It is forever. that his city is a fortified city by his presence and has a foundation. Listen to verse 4 of Psalm 46. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, here we get some insight into the background of this psalm. Here he speaks of the nations raging against the city of God. And the background to this was most likely when 2 Kings 19, you remember this account, because Sennacherib, the great king of the Assyrian army, commanded his army and commander to surround Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the city of God, was surrounded. And this commander, Tartan, hurled threats against King Hezekiah and boasted against the Lord. What did Hezekiah do? Well, he took the letter of threat. He brought it to the house of the Lord. He spread the letter open and prayed. Listen to 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 15. Then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. Listen to what happens to Assyria in verse 35. And it came to pass on a certain night that an angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. Can you imagine? And when people arose early in the morning, there were corpses all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went away, returned home, and remained at Nineveh. Now the city of earthly Jerusalem was always subject to attack. And in 586, the whole thing collapsed by King Nebuchadnezzar as he attacked it. But the psalmist in Psalm 46 describes something else for us. We have described for us the city of God, the new Jerusalem, or the heavenly city. And this is a city with foundations. This is a city that Abraham looked for. And the earthly city was simply a shadowy sketch of the heavenly one that is above. And so the reason the Christian has no fear in this life, regardless of whether this whole world falls into the sea or whatever troubles we may face in this life, is because the Christian has a different residency in a kingdom that is forever and that cannot be shaken. You see, what he says, the raging waters of this world rage and stir. Isaiah 8 describes the raging seas and the raging nations. But for the Christian, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God. The only natural supply of water of Jerusalem was a small stream they called the Stream of Siloam. And here the nations are compared to a turbulent, roaring sea, the seas that rage and are powerful in this world. But the true place of safety is around the Temple Mount, the holy place where this calm stream flows. And in Revelation, this river in the city of God is described. Listen to Revelation 22. And he showed me a river pure of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. This river flows from God's throne where he is, in the city which cannot be shaken. These whole pictures present to us a picture of protection and comfort for God's people. It has always been this way, though often we choose not to see it. The Lord has always been a protection and a shield for you as a believer. Even in the circumstances in which we don't think he is there, even when we think and feel he is distant, when it seems that his presence is left, he is present and he is our ever-present refuge and strength. Often this was the very real struggle of the psalmist. Why have you forsaken me, O God? Why do you not hear the words of my groaning? Psalm 22. Oh, I'm sure you often have felt this way. You raise a prayer to the Lord, you feel as if it doesn't even get above your ceiling. But do you see what the psalmist is telling you? We've not yet learned this. Paul said there is an exceeding greatness of power that is ours in Christ Jesus. And this psalm tells us that the Lord has surrounded us with a garrison of his whole heavenly army. He is our refuge and our strength, the one who is a sure protection for us. From what? Of course, the Assyrians don't attack us today, do they? There aren't enemies surrounding the church today, are there? We're surrounded by the kingdom of darkness at this hour, my friends. There are Satan's warriors employed against you. Spiritual hosts of darkness are all around us. You see, the fact is that the very enemy is attacking at this very hour. I am sure if I surveyed us today and asked, what sin are you fighting against? You often feel struck down and defeated by. I would get all sorts of descriptions. Well, then do you not see the devil, the world, and even our own flesh are the same enemies surrounding us? And these enemies are too strong that you cannot defeat them on your own. And often, as 1 John says, your hearts will condemn you. But here we see God is greater than our hearts. The Lord today is comforting you and calling you, put your trust in His beloved Son. You see, He opens our eyes to the true reality. That as Christians, we belong to the church of God, already in Christ, seated with Him in the heavenlies, Ephesians chapter 2. Surrounded by His presence, completely protected under the shelter of His wing. This is a wonderful comfort for you today if you are a believer in Christ. That the Lord's kingdom is forever. Nothing can come against it or shake it. His kingdom is unshakable. But do we have spiritual eyes to see this reality of what is made available to us in Christ and what surrounds us? Do you know Him in this power? Have you come to see that nothing can separate you from His love? Have you come to see that not even a hair can fall from your head without it being His will? I cannot get over Elisha asking the Lord to open his servant's eyes. Remember what happened? 2 Kings 6, verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Hear his fear there. So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elijah prayed, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Open your eyes today and see, my friends, the almighty and ever-present power of God. In Christ Jesus, He surrounds you with His heavenly army to know that nothing in this life can separate you from His love. Do you know Him in this power? Your only comfort and hope and peace that surpasses understanding is when you flee to Jesus Christ alone for refuge and strength. The Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. Would you join us this Sunday for worship, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m.? We would love to have you come and hear the one message that is able to save your souls from death and cover a multitude of sins. Jesus Christ and Him alone. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Have a wonderful day. May the gospel continue to richly bless you.